with Talkin' Life and Fabienne Malkinson. Today on Talkin' Life, we'll be looking at the surprising health benefits of canned food. We spoke to celebrity nutritionist and dietitian Asmina Jorvinji, who told us how canned food can be just as healthy as fresh produce, with none of the wastage.
Well, there's a wealth of research on the benefits of fruit and vegetables, and government recommendations advise that we should eat at least 5 a day. We're averaging about 2 to 3. So we need to find quick and easy ways to eat more fruit and veg. Canned fruit and veg count just the same as fresh fruit and veg. So very simple ways of eating on a budget and eating your 5 a day might be to add some sweet corn to pasta, or put some tuna onto a jacket potato, throw a can of beans into chili con carne or a spaghetti bolognese.
She also tells us how millennials are different when it comes to the culture around healthy food and how social media is making a difference to how people are eating.
Almost half of the millennials bin food once a week, which is more than twice the number of those over 55 years old. And it seems as though nearly 90% of millennials are actively looking for online inspiration. And interestingly, most of them are looking at Instagram, websites for inspiration in order to cook something quickly, conveniently, and on a budget. Millennials love taking photographs, so anything that looks inspirational is going to get put onto Pinterest or Instagram. And I think that's a really good way of encouraging them to eat well. So, for example, often they're on a budget, so having quality ingredients in a can, having that accessible, giving them inspiration through recipes online are great ways of getting them to share what they're eating through their social media posts.
So, it would seem although millennials are invested in being healthy, many of them don't know that canned food can be a great way to bump up those fruit and veg numbers. For more information, please visit lovecannedfood.com. We're Talkin' Life, I'm Fabienne Malkinson.